How far are you willing to go to lose weight? The Sunday Times is reporting brides wanting to look perfect on their wedding day have gone so far as to have a feeding tube inserted to help them lose weight. Cost about $1,500 for the 10-day treatment. Comes along with constipation, bad breath, dizziness, and a lot of other nasty side effects. Joining us now is Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe. Deborah, the title of your article kind of tells us how you really feel. Feeding tube for weight loss and three other stupid health trends. Have we gone too far?
Yeah. I think it's pretty clear what I think about these kinds of things. I think this is just, you know, another example of brides sort of taking things to the extreme in an effort to look good on their wedding day. We hear a lot about going on these crash diets, fast diets, you know, trying to get down to a smaller dress size. And, you know, it's just sort of ridiculous when you leave things to the, you know, if you want to lose weight, you know, the experts basically recommend if you're trying to lose weight for a big event or your wedding day, you know, you really should start at least, you know, 3 or 4 months in advance, if not 6 months in advance, and really try to lose that weight gradually, not do a crash diet. Because really, first of all, these diets can be very dangerous. This feeding tube, just the act of actually sticking a tube through your nose, down your esophagus, and into your stomach can cause perforations, can cause infections. If you have a doctor who doesn't know what he's really doing, walking around with a feeding tube in your nose for several days is you know, uncomfortable, and people may look at you a little funny. So, and also, the diet itself is not safe. It's a very high protein diet. It raises the risk of kidney stones, dehydration, and headaches. And those are the kinds of things that you really don't want to be dealing with right before you get married.
Deborah, not to be outdone, it seems, those who had a little bit too much to drink, an IV to get over a hangover?
Yes. This is what's happening in Las Vegas, of all places. There's an anesthesiologist who set up a mobile truck outside some of the biggest hotels, and for either $90 or $150, people with bad hangovers can come to him, and he'll hook them up to an IV bag, and usually it contains certain liquids to help to alleviate dehydration, and he may also put a medicine in there, pretty potent medicine, to try to relieve nausea. But the question is really, why would you do that? I mean, you know, you can take an aspirin, you can drink some water, have some Gatorade, and just try not to drink so much the night before that you're going to have that kind of hangover the next day.
And speaking of a hangover the next day, Burger King has combined two loves, ice cream and bacon. What's wrong with that?
That's what some of the readers actually commented on my blog. What's wrong with that? It's pretty funny, actually. There's a trend going on. I think Jack in the Box and Denny's also started combining bacon with ice cream. And I was kind of wondering if they were trying to outdo what was happening at the Iowa World State Fair this year. They had fried butter on a stick, and I was thinking maybe these fast food restaurants were thinking people really want that bacon in their sundae. So I'm not sure how the Burger King one is selling yet. They've only tried it in a few test markets. I think in Nashville is one of the places, and I don't know if it's come to the D.C. area yet. But basically, it's, you know, it's a ice cream sundae. They stick a strip of bacon right on the side of it, and, you know, hoping that people will like it.
Deborah Kotz, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe.